Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Super agent Ari Gold has a big problem, which is that his client, Airhead movie star Vinny Chase, decided to become a director, and it hasn't gone well in Entourage.
I gave you $100 million.
You agreed to not go over.
This movie is enormous. If it fails, you go down in flames quicker than Hindenburg.
That's Billy Bob Thornton, one of a number of big-name stars who make brief appearances in this movie. But the focus remains on the same Entourage characters you've got to know on the very popular HBO TV series. In the film, they're all trying to handle the looming disaster of a big, over-budget, and possibly unwatchable new movie.
If it doesn't work out, we can always move back to Queens.
I don't want to go back to Queens, bro! I like the weather out here too much.
What's up, Ari? What kind of studio are you running around here?
Entourage is often very funny, and particularly seeing stars like Liam Neeson, Jessica Alba, and Kelsey Grammer turning up out of nowhere, there is a sense of authentic Hollywood glamour. But as an attempt to show what really does go on in the film industry, the movie fails. Making films is not all fun and games and driving down Pacific Coast Highway in convertibles and going out with beautiful women. There's often a lot of very hard work that's deeply boring, too. But if you love the TV series, you almost surely will get some big laughs from this skillful, fast-moving, and occasionally surprising movie. It's rated R for lots of harsh language, sex references, and partial nudity. 3 stars for Entourage. Like a lot about Hollywood, it's seductive and dishonest.